Hey, thanks for queuing up the podcast. Before we jump into this episode, I just wanted to make you aware of three music marketing resources with an emphasis on one in particular. There's a good chance you're already familiar with my flagship title called the Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook, and perhaps even the 5-Minute Music Marketer. And both of those titles are well worth your time, but I want to make you aware of another title that doesn't quite get the attention as those two do. And that one is called The 9 Irrefutable Laws of Music Marketing. I'm really proud of this book, and I think you would get a lot out of it. And basically what it covers is what I consider to be 9 timeless principles of music marketing. So regardless of the new website, app, or tool, because they're always changing, as you know, these are principles you can apply no matter what. They're timeless. They tap into that eternal connection that people have with music and with music makers. So I think you would get a lot out of this book. It's available on Amazon in at least a dozen countries in both paperback and ebook formats. So go check it out, The 9 Irrefutable Laws of Music Marketing. And now, enjoy the episode.
So thanks for tuning in live. I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about a particular networking tip and specifically how journalism taught me about networking and building relationships and building a circle of influence. And this all came up because a friend of mine locally here in St. Louis is co-writing a book on networking. And I got an email from this woman that said, we couldn't do a networking book without contacting you, Bob, because in St. Louis, anyway, where, you know, I've lived all of my life, so I kind of have deep roots here. She said that everyone seems to know Bob Baker or whatever, and she's very flattering. Everybody doesn't actually, I'm not that kind of a celebrity in St. Louis. However, I've been pretty active for many years doing a lot of public things, and so, yeah, I've run into a lot of people over the years. And so I never thought of myself as a networker. So I'm not the kind of guy that goes to networking events to collect business cards and to, I need to go out and meet so many people or generate leads and all that stuff. And so when I had to think about it to answer the series of questions that she had sent me for this book, I thought about it. And here's the main nugget that I came away with. It's basically about how you relate to other people when you meet them. I mean, being visibly active out in the community, and I've done a lot of public things over the years. Like I played in bands, I've acted in plays, I've given workshops, you know, and just been out and about in the creative community for many years. So that's certainly a crucial element. But when you actually meet people one-on-one, how do you relate to them? And what I realized was that years ago, decades ago, actually when I was younger, I would do this. I would meet someone, and I had this need to sort of impress them or to prove my worthiness or to validate with them who I was and that I was cool or whatever. So when I would meet them, especially if they were talking, I'd be sitting there nodding, not really listening to what they were saying. I'd just be waiting for my turn to jump in and then launch into this monologue about all the cool stuff that I did, you know. And quite often as I would do this, people's eyes would glaze over and they'd start looking around. I mean, I think you've encountered people like this. I was one of those people back then. So when that happened, I felt even under more pressure. So I would speed up and I would I would add in even more of my credentials and the people, the things that I've done, and, you know, try to drop names of, you know, people that I've met over the years or whatever, celebrities I've met, or, you know, and I published a newspaper and I did all this stuff. And it didn't work. Because again, hopefully, you know, the type of person that I'm speaking of, the person that I use to be. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, you may be one of them. I hate to tell you. And so that wasn't the way to network. So that was some decades ago. And then I became a journalist of my own making. There was a 10-year period of my life where I published a local music newspaper. I had no previous experience, never went to journalism school or anything, but I just had this compulsion, this desire to publish a local paper that covered the local music scene. And so, you know, I just kind of jumped in and learned and did it for a decade. And so in addition to running the paper, I mean, early on, but throughout the run of the paper, I would actually write the articles. I would interview people. I would write it up. So I was creating a lot of the content that appeared in the newspaper. And so I had to learn how to be the role of the journalist. And so, you know, I would set up time to meet with somebody, and I'd show up and I'd have my little tape recorder. Yeah, back then it was actually a tape recorder. It started like the late 80s and went in through the 90s when I did this. And I'd have my list of questions. And in this situation, I was playing the role of a journalist. I knew what my role was. The focus was on them. And so I'd start the recorder and I'd go through my list of questions and I would listen to what they would say. And then I would ask clarifying questions or I'd ask follow-up questions. And it became a conversation. At first, even though I was a little awkward being a journalist, I relaxed into it to the point where, yeah, I turned it into a conversation. But it was mostly, you see where I'm going with this, it was mostly me listening and asking follow-up questions, clarifying questions. And at so many of these interviews, a couple of things happened. One, I was always amazed by how people liked talking about themselves and how much they would open up, and they really be discussing really personal matters. And even when they knew that there was a tape recorder going on the tabletop there and that this would, you know, it was a good chance this would end up in print, people loved talking about themselves. It was really eye-opening. And at the end of a lot of these interviews that we'd leave, they would often say, wow, I really enjoyed our conversation. And the thing is, they had done most of the talking. And I also realized that I did feel like I had a bond with these people. I feel like they became friends, which was really cool, all because I had interviewed them and the light bulb started going off. But this is the way to communicate with people. This slowly but surely worked its way into my social interactions with people. I don't think it was even in a strategic way. Like I thought to myself, oh, I need to start asking questions and be journalistic. I think I just started doing it out of, I don't know, subconsciously or whatever. And I'm a genuinely curious person. And so, especially if I meet somebody in the arts, but really I'm interested in, I mean, when I meet somebody, I've just developed this habit. Again, it's sort of second nature now. It's not something I have to consciously think about. I just ask a lot of questions. So who are you? What do you do? And oh, really? How long have you been doing that? How'd you get into that? You know, and I just ask a lot of questions. I'm really fascinated by people. And even more so in recent years, instead of asking people what they do, I ask a more interesting questions like, so what's your passion project? What are you excited about? Like, what if you had your druthers, what would you be, you know, what would you be doing? Because I don't want to know necessarily what they do for a living, although I do ask that too. And so that's what I learned from journalism. Again, even though I don't think of myself as a networker and don't really attend networking events for that purpose, I think thinking of your social interactions as if you were a journalist, we go in asking questions, being genuinely curious, having people talk about themselves really is a huge relationship builder. And I think that could be one of my strengths. In addition to being visible, that's another thing that if you want to network and expand your circle of influence, you've got to be out active. You know, if you're a writer or a songwriter and you sit at home all the time, and a lot of creative people are kind of shy or reclusive and not social, or they feel uncomfortable in social situations, that would be one area where I would recommend that you try to expand your comfort zone and go outside of it. And a lot of times people, I think, are uncomfortable because they're self-conscious, so they don't like talking about themselves. And this is the perfect solution. Don't talk about yourself. Go out there and find out what the other person, what makes other people tick. Because I'm just fascinated by that. And so that's my best piece of advice and what I learned from journalism, and hopefully it can help you. There's an old slogan, or you probably heard this thing about, we have two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as much as you talk. Now, of course, you get two people together with that same philosophy, they're all both going to be asking each other questions. But believe me, most people love talking about themselves, so you will have no problem getting people, for the most part, to open up. And so keep that in mind. The next time you go to events, the next time you go to a party, the next time you, if you're a musician playing at a venue during your breaks or after your set, be genuinely curious. Thanks for coming. Especially people that you don't know. How did you find out about this? Oh, cool. So what do you do? What other kind of bands do you go and see? Same thing if you're a writer, an artist. You know, just be curious and ask them questions. It's great to say thanks for coming out, but if you end it there, find out who they are, why they're there, what makes them tick. Just be genuinely curious about uncovering who people are. And suddenly you'll feel that you're more networked, whether you want to think of yourself as a networker or not. So I hope that's helpful. So thank you all for tuning in or watching the replay. I'll see you in just a while down the road. So long for now.